dramatic overhaul in the way Australia's childcare system is run is being flagged this morning. The New South Wales Premier, Dominic Perrottet, wants to take responsibility for childcare in his state off the hands of the federal government. And he'll make the case during a national press club address today, arguing the current system's a dog's breakfast, as Stephanie Smale reports.
The New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says it makes sense for the states to run both schools and childcare centres, and he's got some ideas of how to do it. At the moment, long daycare is funded by the Commonwealth, while the states fund early childhood education through community preschools. The New South Wales Premier will use a speech to describe that setup as a dog's breakfast, one that's confusing for parents, and he'll argue that in his state, his government should take over.
The states certainly have a strong interest and lots to benefit from the delivery of high-quality early years education and outside school hours care.
Sam Page from Early Childhood Australia says the concept has merit, and she says the existing funding system is confusing.
I do agree with him that the childcare subsidy is complicated. I think the other thing parents don't understand is why places aren't available for them in early childhood centres when they need it. And that's because it's not delivered as a universal system whereby there's a place for every child in the same way that we deliver school education.
But she warns it could take years to unpick the current system. And she's concerned that if a state took over, standards might slip.
I think that's something we need to be very aware of and very careful about, because Australia's national quality framework is really well regarded both here amongst experts in the sector, but also internationally, as is our early years learning framework and other curriculum frameworks. So it's really important that we maintain the things we're good at if we're going to embark on major structural change.
Has this sort of idea been floated before?
It was floated a number of years ago. Before the last Gonski schools agreement was negotiated, we did wonder whether early childhood education might be rolled into that agreement at the time, but it was one of those ideas that sort of was rumoured and then disappeared, and it hasn't been recommended by any of the major productivity commission inquiries, for example, or other policy pieces that have been put forward to improve affordability and access for children to early childhood education.
Do you think he will have support from the sector for this idea?
I think he needs to engage the sector. I think this will come as a surprise to most people in the sector. And I think, you know, it would be good to consult and engage. And there's also merit in having a nationally consistent approach. So I think it would be a pity not to have that conversation with other states and territories and talk about changing the national system rather than New South Wales breaking away with its own system.
It's unclear whether Premier Perrottet wants New South Wales to go it alone with childcare or if he wants all states and territories to follow his lead. The other major questions will be about cost and if a state government could afford the hefty childcare funding bill without Commonwealth support. The New South Wales Premier will acknowledge the change would be a significant cost, but he will highlight the option of the Commonwealth taking full responsibility for something like the National Disability Insurance Scheme to remove that cost from his state's balance sheet.
Stephanie Smale reporting there.